first time I had visited as an adult and my first time there alone. As it happened, I arrived in Paris on the night of the new moon. So, naturally, I headed straight for the Eiffel Tower to make my new moon wishes. I figured that the tall spire would be a perfect conductor to send my wishes into the heavens, and that proved to be the case. My wishes that day reflected the fact that I wanted to stay on in Paris for much longer than the week I was booked for. I was a single freelance writer, which meant I could work pretty much anywhere with my laptop, as long as I had an internet connection. And I had the right passport. Now that I was in Paris with all these things in my favour, why on earth would I leave? After making my wishes, I made my way back to my friend's flat. As I walked through the beautiful Parisian streets at dusk, a voice inside my head said very clearly, "Right, I live here now." Huh, I thought, what a strange thing for me to think. And yet, that's exactly what happened. The following day, I spotted a handwritten sign advertising an apartment to rent in one of the most chic districts in Paris, close to where I was staying. I went to meet the charming owner, who I later discovered was a European princess, and she showed me the flat. It was perfect. The only snag was that the owner's husband had a photography darkroom off the kitchen, which the couple wanted access to from time to time. For this reason, the rent was half what it normally would have been in this amazing part of town, just off the Boulevard Saint-Michel. To make things even easier, the owner and her husband spoke perfect English, so I was able to communicate fully with them. My university French still needed some work. They offered me the apartment and of course I said oui straight away. And so it was that I ended up living in Paris for the next 2.5 years. So, did just wishing to live in Paris make it so? Well, not exactly. Rather, I had the dream of living there, and then I did something about it, studying French and visiting Paris. Plus, I totally crystallized my dreams by making my wishes under the Eiffel Tower. The point I'm making is that we're always manifesting. We can't help it. Are you worrying of messing up your life? Then you may well do that. Are you dreaming of living in Paris? Then you may well do that. My dreams of Paris created my reality. A couple of hours after I'd signed the contract on my apartment, a stranger I met in a cafe told me.